Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign land. Just kidding, the sun never sets upon the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. My name is Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review, and whatever sports network you're listening to, we will get you back to the sports talk here in under an hour. But this hour every week is dedicated to video game talk, and not just sports, but all video games. And I'm a gamer just like you. I don't make them. I wouldn't even know how to. I judge games really on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? And if they're fun, we will play them. And if they're not, then we won't. So this is a collaborative effort, by the way, because being that we are in the golden age of video games, they've never been better. There's also a lot of garbage out there, so I need you, my unpaid correspondents, to tell me what you like and what you don't like and what is underhyped and overhyped and everything in between, console, handheld, PC, arcade, all that stuff. And let's do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That gets you in and gets you heard wherever you are listening to this show, which is coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening both home and abroad. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Wherever you are, we are on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe and come home soon. We're also on the internet as we stream through our homepage at sportsbyline.com. Any emails, send those to rick at sportsbyline.com. And we are also on SB Nation Live. .com as we go through the SB Nation Sports Network. And we're on Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius 211 in progress. Dan Patrick Channel, great to be on there as well. All my truckers out there, give me a honk on your semi there. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. We get you every which way we can. We're going to give away a brand new game. We're going to take your calls. We're going to say what's new this week, cheat codes, all that and more. So I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back for the Video Game Review.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom, get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game
Back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you get in and get heard. E3 is here. And if you think about, usually the bright spot of the year as far as us getting together and finding out everything that's new with the electronics. But of course, video games are a big part of E3, and it's always been a kind of a tentpole video game moment for everyone trying to find out what some of the new games are. And last year, with it canceled outright, I mean, we've missed out on the last two game developers conferences as well. So even though that people are vaxxed and the pandemic numbers in California are down, there's still going to be a digital format for E3. And, the early summer buzz that surrounds the event. And it's, players are ready for one of those moments like Keanu Reeves walk-on moment or, the Final Fantasy VII remake moment or when Todd Howard got up there from Bethesda and talked about Fallout 76. Everybody was excited. And then he said, "And everything's online," and they're like, "Wait, what?" we don't like that. Now, the only company that still says, the only big company that still says we'll pass is going to be Sony. So, when it comes to Sony, whatever type of new gear they have, TV wise, we'll be missing out on that. But other than that, at the LA Convention Center, you can check it out. And the other good thing is that you can virtually attend, just by logging in online and follow on Twitter. It's at E3. So coming up on Saturday is going to be a broadcast pre-show, as they call it. It's going to start at 10 a.m. out here in California, 1 p.m. on the East Coast, and you're going to see Ubisoft give their presentation. Also, Gearbox and GamesBeat will have a session on Sunday. They call it the broadcast pre-show. And if you want to get up early on a Sunday, it's 8:45 on the West Coast, just before lunch on the East Coast. And Microsoft will have their long-awaited, we talked about this last week, Xbox plus Bethesda Games Showcase. Yes, together they are going to do both. So that's going to start, and then fans can, that same day, you can look for a presentation from Square Enix. They have the PC gaming show. They'll have the future game show, Warner Brothers Games, and Back for Blood. That's Back, number four, Blood. That's going to be featured. 24 Entertainment will be featured as well. And then you'll see a lot of indie developers like Take-Two Interactive, Mythical Games, Freedom Games. We're going to see from Razer. Now, when I think of Razer, I think of, can I say mice? Mouses and keyboards. And Capcom. There's Captain Commando. There's also, I think, an interesting session that's going to be with Venn, which is called Verizon and Intellivision. Intellivision goes back to the 70s. This is different. Tuesday, that'll start at 8 a.m. with the pre-show, and that's the last day of E3, and you'll see Nintendo Direct. You'll see the Nintendo Treehouse. You'll also have Bandai Namco, Eureka Games, and GameSpot. We'll have some focused events as well. And then the broadcast will round out with an award show. And so a lot of questions. There are some people asking whether Rockstar is going to be there. And there's just, like I said, we're seeing what happens. Insomniac Games talking about Ratchet for the PS5, which came out on launch. They're going to talk about 60 frames per second and how they do the ray tracing enabled as well. So, like I said, it's exciting. And on the one hand, it stinks that we're not going to be able to be there in person. But on the other hand, as I said, anybody can join merely by logging on and checking it out. And you will feel like, you know, you're a part of the deal. And it's just any type of return to normality is what we're looking for here. Now, the other thing is, when I think about how successful some businesses have been during the pandemic, actually, because, you know, for obvious reasons, I think about how EA just made it back into Fortune's 500. They used to be in Fortune 500 every year, and they haven't been for 10 years. And so because of what they've been able to do during the pandemic with FIFA and Madden and The Sims and Apex Legends, they're back on the list at 485. And that's because their sales jumped 12%. And if you look at their fiscal year, you know, we always talk about how there's the video game world is more highly lucrative and revenue producing than the motion picture industry, which is true. EA's fiscal 2020 was $5.5 billion, which is amazing. 2019, it was $5 billion. So they made half a billion. If you had a business go up, what's that, 20%? That's amazing. So if you think about you know, you think about live services that are going to be doing some things from the cloud, and you think about people, are they still paying $60 for games? And they say, yeah, they are. We still want shiny discs, and the future of the shiny disc is still around. So it's good news is what it is. Now, if the cloud gaming technology at some point, if you think about Stadia and the others and you know, if it's going to be a Netflix type of format, if it's going to be, you know, you think about Stadia and you're paying full price for games, and then games exist in the cloud. I think somehow, some way, when we get down to the nitty gritty of it all, there's going to have to be some way of owning that game. Because when you have it on Stadia, you pay $60 for it. You don't get to lend it to anybody, which is not software piracy if you lend a shiny disc. You don't get to sell it either because it exists on a server somewhere. So unless that was the only way you were playing games, why would you ever buy a game on Stadia? Unless you have money to burn. It's sort of like in the days when I had some of my favorite albums on vinyl, on cassette, and on CD. It's like, well, you know, you think, well, and of course that's not super duper expensive. But we understand. So as we're coming back, as we're trying to, as I say, return to normality, E3 is a big step in the equation. And, you know, looking for surprises as well. I think the Bethesda with Xbox, that to me is a little bit, I have an eyebrow raised because I would say I'm a PS5 guy, but I don't have one. You know, what's funny is too, is that I check just about every day all the different online sources to see what happens. And, you know, I've never been inside a Walmart, but I see that Walmart always has it listed as $4.99. And then it says out of stock. They do list it in stock now, but they list it for $1,099. So it almost feels like Walmart has given up. And the ones that, and it's not even a bundle. It's just flat out the regular system. So anyway, we'll keep our eyes on that. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review.
If you have a home that you don't want anymore, we can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771.
800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I do at every show at 40 after the hour. And just a simple question, and the second correct answer at rick@sportsbyline.com will be the answer. I mean, will be the winner, if the answer is right, and believe me, it'll be right. But let's take a look at the email bag. And this one comes from Jim. Jim writes in from Kenosha. Oh, what's going on up there, you cheesehead? He said, Rick, love the show. Thank you. Also, old-time gamer like you. Ouch. What is your most obscure console ever? For me, I have to go with the Pippin. What, what are your thoughts? Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. That might be the winner. The thing, I've got a few that come to mind. The thing about the Pippin, if you don't remember, it was a collaboration with Bandai, but all the software was made by Apple. And so it was supposed to be a machine where you could surf the internet and play video games. The only thing is the games were just like the freebie games you get on a PC. They were like Paint, Trivia Challenge, you know. They were like, what do they call those, edutainment games? And it was a complete bust because no one knows what to do with it because no one knows what the heck it was. And they sold a few thousand units, and then Apple started making more and more software from it. And no one bought it, and then they cut it off. And really, that was the end of Apple developing software until the App Store came around. So the Apple Bandai Pippin, that is a good one. Obviously, there are ones that are more famous, like the Atari Jaguar. And if you think about how massive the juggernaut was when Atari revolutionized home video game entertainment in the late 70s and early 80s. But remember, in the early 90s, once we got into the console wars, Atari tried to get in. And they came out right when the N64 was coming out and the Super Nintendo. So what was that, like 91? And a little bit after that, they launched the Jaguar. And the Jaguar was a 64-bit system. But in reality, it was merely two 32-bit chips. And I'll never forget this because they named the chips Tom and Jerry. But what happened was when they put these to developers, even their own developers, beside third-party guys, it was very hard for developers to figure out how to use two different 32-bit chips at the same time and marry them together. So the game library stunk. And they did sell a couple hundred thousand of these because they had a great ad campaign. It looked cool. It was Atari, had a really weird looking game pad. It was one D-pad. It was like a big rectangle. One D-pad with like three red buttons and then a whole bunch of little buttons in the middle. But there was no middle part to put your hands. But then if I'm thinking about Atari, I think about the VCS, and that was when they decided to use crowdfunding. Think about that, the Atari VCS, and there's now a full-blown release of that coming out. And in fact, I saw an email this week asking for pre-orders of the VCS. And I'm not even playing around. They're like going full-blown pre-orders on the VCS. So I'm rooting for them. I love any if we can get a lot of video game companies on board and everybody's happy and everybody's making good games, that's fine. But they say it's going to make its retail debut this month. And just the first paragraph, Atari, one of the world's most iconic consumer brands and interactive entertainment producers, today announced the all-new Atari VCS PC console hybrid gaming system and accessories will be available for online purchase starting June 15th via Best Buy, GameStop, Micro Center, and the official VCS website. So what I think is cool about it is that it has a gamepad that looks like DualShock 4, but then it also has what they call the Wireless Classic, which looks like the old NES with just one stick on it. And it's going to play a lot of old games. But are you going to pay just to play Joust, Gun Tech, Danger Scavenger, Tail Gunner, Missile Command, Something Ate My Alien? Would you be on board with that? They say it's going to go 4K as well, and it's going to go 60 frames per second, but that it's going to start at $300. And if you want to get a separate joystick, it's going to be $400. So, I don't know. I mean, if I want to play Atari games, I wish them the best, I do. But isn't that funny that you ask me about these antiquated systems? I look at the VCS, and now they're like, no, it's back. Some of you might say the Saturn. The Saturn was, the thing I liked about the Saturn, because if you think about how successful, obviously, the Mega Drive was or the Genesis and the Dreamcast, we thought that would be the future of gaming. And the Dreamcast did okay. I like the Dreamcast. But what Sega believed was that the future of gaming was 2D platformers and arcade ports, which it was for a while. But once the N64 came out, the Saturn was kind of crushed with that. And then Sega was forced to deal with the fact that it wasn't designed for 3D games. And in 3 years, they discontinued their North American and European operations for consoles and just started making software. I think about the 3DO. The 3DO, Panasonic made a 3DO. Then, remember Gold Star? They made a 3DO. And then they gave up in Sanyo. Remember Sanyo? They came in. I think if you bought one, you probably got the Panasonic, but this is the thing about the 3DO, which had amazing graphics. The 3DO in 1993 was $700. If you want to put that in today's prices, double it. That's like $1,400 for a home console. I never even considered the 3DO for $700. I wouldn't consider a console for $700 now. I can barely stomach $500 for $300, $400, $500 for a PS5. There was the 32X. The 32X, you can't really – I mean, that was something that you shoved into the top of your Genesis. But truly, like if you want to go to Pippin category, you can talk about the HyperScam. The HyperScam was Mattel, and Mattel I talked about in television. They did that, but – in the early 2000s, they tried the HyperScam, and what they said was video games are now tied in to trading cards, and you got one joystick. And I wish I could explain it better, but it lasted about 5 seconds. As did the CDI. That was Philips when they got into it, and that was also in 1991 when the Super Nintendo came out. And they said, we're going to have Legend of Zelda. And they said, you are? And they go, well, it's kind of like that. Wait, what? But the CDI sold. Had the weirdest joystick. It just looked like a stick with a little button on the end of it. The Game Wave. Remember the Game Wave? And For years, there were a lot of people who, you know, they said that they were going to come in with Christian games, and it was going to be nonviolent games, and it was made by Zap-It, and they modified cheap DVD players, and nothing worked. It was all trivia games, puzzle games, word games. There was a Veggie Tales game that was supposed to be like Mario Party, but the whole Christian theme didn't work. And then probably like the C64 GS. Do you remember that one? That was 1982. That was a Commodore 64. But then the C64 GS stood for game system. That launched in 90, and that was like 10 years after the Commodore 64, or 8 years. But they were trying to keep up with the NES. And remember, the Commodore did have a little bit of new life. The 64 Mini got released a couple of years ago, for people who want to look back. But those games like International Soccer, Flimbo's Quest, Klax, K-L-A-X, remember that? So, yeah, if you think about the winners and the losers, there's been far more losers than winners. And that's just the way it goes in business. All right, when we come back from a break, I will give away a brand new game, take your calls, let you know the new release dates this week as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you begin a new business venture, it's easy to get excited and want to tap into different markets. But spreading yourself too thin can result in missed opportunities to capture an engaged audience. Instead, stay focused on your niche and constantly optimize your products and services. Create organic SEO growth because it drives trust, and be sure to reinvest in your digital marketing. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you. The number to call is, lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's 40 after. It's time to give away the game. And the game here is called Monster Harvest. And it's for the Switch, the PC, the One, and the PlayStation 4. I have it here for the Xbox One. My question to win the game is, what do you harvest in Monster Harvest? Here's the summary. Monster Harvest is a monster collecting and farming action RPG with a twist. Grow, collect, and mutate your crops, and then take them into battle. It's an RPG sim, and it's developed by Maple Powered Games, published by Merge Games. It just came out last month, and it's rated E for everyone. Mild fantasy violence. But interesting. You grow crops and then you fight them. So once again, my question, second correct answer wins the game for the Xbox One. What do you harvest in Monster Harvest? Rick, is it corn? It's not corn. Is it wheat? It's not wheat. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with blonster. All right. Thank you for that. Also, I got an email this week as well from a listener. He called himself 8-Bit, which I think is a cool nickname. I hope that's not your Christian name. What should we call him, darling? I think 8-Bit. It is a family name. He'll be the third in this generation. 8-Bit says, Rick, don't forget Amazon is giving away six free video games to all members. Well, Prime members, yeah, and it's if you do a trial, you can get six video games worth $60. So you think, I get 10 free $10 video games. What do I get? You get Batman, the Telltale series. And it says, Batman, the Telltale series, explores the complexities of a man torn between two identities. What would those be? I'm going to guess Batman and Bruce Wayne. Cleaning up the mean streets of Gotham as you navigate your fractured psyche. The game pits you against iconic villains like Two-Face, Catwoman, Deadshot, Oswald Cobblepot, and more. So normally that's $15. A game called Newfound Courage. Eh? It's an indie game. You play as Alex, a young man who just moved into the town of Silver Pine. And you become friends with Jake. He's a local. And he wants to unlock all the mysteries of this sleepy cliffside locale and try to save the town from impending doom. Once again, Newfound Courage. That normally is $9. Run, Don't Walk. More games for free. Lost in Harmony. Not in translation. Lost in Harmony, the musical odyssey. It is an endless running game, a never-ending story, that blends beautiful hand-drawn art and bright graphics with emotional storytelling. What would be emotional storytelling? One time, I had to go. Play as Kato and Aya, two teens who travel through a dream world. The game is a rhythmic odyssey with fantastic music by the great Wyclef Jean. How about that? That's normally $7. Am I teasing these games? A little bit. The next one's called BFF or Die. Jeez. Is that the choice? Best Friends Forever or Die? I heard of Skate or Die. That was a game. Ride or Die? BFF or Die is a co-op puzzle game where you play as time-traveling aliens tasked to save Earth from doom. You can play as anywhere from 1 to 4 players solving puzzles and building gadgets to survive. That's normally $8. and two more for free. Spit Kiss. I wouldn't give you a Spit Kiss for this game. No, Spit Kiss is a colorful platformer where you play as tiny, bizarre creatures that talk to one another through spit, emojis, and kisses. It says, strap in. This is a weird one. This is normally $3. You know what these remind me of? Well, let me, before I get to that, let me go to the last game. Mugsters. In Mugsters, you play as one of the few Earthlings left after an alien invasion. Your mission is to drive back the alien threat, free humanity, and save the world. And that's normally $15. So what this is it's a lot of garbage. I'm sorry, it just is. And they're bragging about they're giving this away free. Here's the thing about the PlayStation Network. I almost never want the free games they give us because they're so old, but most of the time, like at least two a month are a real game, a former game that costs $60. And so I'll be like, oh yeah, I always wondered about that one. Right? That's what I'll say. I'll say, I always wondered about that one. And then I'll play it and I'm like, that's why I didn't want it. It's very rare when they give away free games on PSN that I'm like, oh, I'm so glad this is free. Every once in a while, it's true. But they're games that you heard of, most of them. As I said, at least two, some were even like, you know, two AAA titles. Or an older game that was a big hit. It's like, all right, you can have it for free. So I'm mildly interested in those that come out free. But when they give you Spit Kiss, I'm sorry, they want $3 for that. You remember the days of DVD-ROMs? Because I do. Like in 94 and 95, DVD-ROM, they used to have shareware, and you would go to like CompUSA, and I'd buy a disc, and it would say 500 games, $9.99. And so I'd put it in, and 2 to 3 were worth playing out of the 500. And at the end of those games, you either got a little sign that said, thank you for playing the first 3 levels of Ryan's Quest. If you want more levels, send $10 to this dorm room at Michigan State or wherever the guy was making the game or gal. There was one game on a shareware disc I bought that had 500 games that was a Mahjong game, which I played for years that ran on DOS, and I even had it on Windows, and I let other people play it too. Sorry, I'm such a pirate. But it was an excellent – I never had much interest in Mahjong, but the way the graphics were made, they, I don't know. I was kind of addicted to that game. But think about that. The odds were 1 out of 500. I bring that up because BFF or Die – Spit Kiss, Newfound Courage, they all sound like shareware games. I can't help it, but have a little bit of a chuckle. Now, I think there's a big difference between someone who is just learning how to make games and they're putting the game out there and they go, look, we have to be different. We know we have to be different. We'll get a cool title like BFF or Die. It is a cool title. Spit Kiss. You definitely remember it. And they only want $3 for it. And they're like, look, we're not making Call of Duty here or Skyrim. We're not making Mass Effect. So just play the game or don't. Like I say, I get it. But the thing I don't get is Amazon, whose owner is pretty much the richest man on earth. Like, by the time this show ends from when it started in an hour, he probably made another, you know, $250 million. I don't know how much he makes. He blinks. But if you want to tell people, look, join Amazon Prime, what I would do is I'd put in the Newfound Courage and the Spit Kiss and the Mugsters right after I put in like a Black Ops game, you know, or NHL hockey, or, you know what I mean, or a FIFA game, and the, or, you know, an NBA 2K game. Games that if you were going to buy them, you already bought. If you were going to buy NBA 2K, you already did. You're not waiting until the playoffs are in their second and third round to get that game. Right? And for most people who like Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which I'm still playing, you could give that away. Although that's still going strong because nobody has a PS5. I say nobody, I mean me. But then you can say, here's a real game. It's a little old, but it's still good. It's still new. People are still paying for it. Take this. And then, oh yeah, here's a little funny game called Spit Kiss. So anyway, thanks for bringing that to my attention. And like I said, I'm not laughing at these games because look, I can't make any games. These people are more talented than I in the ways and means of making games. But it's just, if I'm Amazon, I'm embarrassed. I really am. I'm embarrassed. The richest company on earth outside of Apple. Apple's a $1 trillion company. I don't know if Amazon's $1 trillion. I think it is. But even if it's not, hey, join. We'll give you these six games. And it's just garbage. All right. Let's take a look at the new releases coming out this week. We have Chivalry 2. This is on the PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One, an action game. We have Wanhan, not Wuhan, Wanhan, A Vengeful Spirit. It's a PC action game. Descenders, this is a mountain biking game for the Xbox. Neptunia Reverse, very anime looking, a RPG for the PS5. Edge of Eternity, an RPG on the Linux, Mac, and PC. No More Heroes, a PC action game. It shows a guy on a street with a girl by a stoplight holding a lightsaber. All right. No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle, also coming out on Tuesday. Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart. Talk about that on the PS5. And all the new graphic shebang. For those of you who have a PS5, let me know. Ninja Gaiden, Master Collection, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. It's a comp. Pretty cool one. Griftlands, which is a Switch game, an RPG. Final Fantasy VII Remake makes it to the PS5. Probably not the console you want to play that on, but if you feel like it. Guilty Gear Strive, PC, PS4, PS5 fighting game. Game Builder Garage, an editor productivity game for the Nintendo Switch. Wave Break, Switch, action extreme sports. Darius Burst ACEX Plus. This is a shoot 'em up, PS4 and Switch. And then you get the Red Solstice 2 Survivors, PC action horror. One that I'm waiting to play. I don't know how long I'm going to have to wait. But it's Xbox X, Series X, Series S, and PS5. Once again, Metro Exodus. And if you think about 4A Games and Deep Silver making this behind the Iron Curtain. Is there still an Iron Curtain? The summary, though, Metro Exodus is the third game in the post-apocalyptic shooter based on the novels of Dmitry Glukhovsky. All part of that Metro 2033 franchise. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with Cheat Code on the Video Game Review.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and we'll get you back to the sports talk here in just a minute, but it's time for the cheat code. Send your requests like giving them away for older games, and send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Camille. How you doing, Camille? Thanks for writing in. Camille says, Rick, I'm going to go way back. How do I play as Richter on Castlevania? Camille, thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's Castlevania Symphony of the Night. So what you have to do is you have to complete the whole mission, and I mean the entire castle. Because once you beat the game, it'll go straight into the password screen. And that's when you put in Richter, R-I-C-H-T-E-R, like the scale and like Andy. And then you have to play through it all over again with the hero that basically started it all. So it's a second playthrough. I know people who will play the same game over and over again just with different, you know, now I was a mage, now I want to be a fighter, now I want to be, you know, paladin, whatever, a holy man. One time I go through is about all I have. Anyway, thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We now return you to all the sports talk on all these fantastic networks. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.